Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Hi, did you know that heaven is a very real place? It actually is. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have access to that place in God. It's amazing. I want to share with you throughout this program some realities about the third heaven. And I want to open, first of all, with a scripture out of Revelation chapter 4. It says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.'" What I find fascinating about that scripture is that there's an invitation here for John, but it's also for you, to come up into the place where God lives, into the place of his abode, the place called heaven. And you, as a believer in Christ, have the same access that John had. And so God had him go up into heaven, and he explored different realms and described it. If you read Revelation 4, Revelation 5, you'll see a lot of description about heaven, what it is like. It's a beautiful place. It's full of the atmosphere of love, of joy, of peace, of God's goodness, his blessings, everything good and everything that is God is in that place called heaven. A lot of times people think, well, when I die and finish my course on this earth, if I'm a believer, then I'll get to go to heaven. But did you know that you can actually go right now? Yes, while you're living in the earth. In fact, Jesus, we see in John 3, that he speaks to Nicodemus about being bilocated. He said, "No one has ascended into heaven except the Son of Man who has descended, who is in heaven." And so he's speaking about being in two realms at the same time. He's in the earthly realm speaking with Nicodemus, but he's also in the heavenly realm with his Father. He said in John 5, "I only do the things I see my Father do." And he taught the disciples where the Father lived, our Father who lives in heaven. So Jesus lived simultaneously in two realms at the same time. And you can too. It speaks about in Ephesians 1 that Jesus is seated in the heavenly places right next to the Father. And it says in chapter 2 that we're seated there with him. Far above all principality, power, dominion, above every name that is named, we are there with Jesus. And so when we're born again, our spirit is connected eternally to Jesus Christ with this new life that gives us access into the heavens. Now, I want to share with you about my very first experience into heaven. It was back in 1994. I was in Florida, and I didn't know prior to that time that you could actually go into heaven before you died and finished your course on this earth. But I was at a revival meeting, and the revivalist came in, and it was kind of exciting because I was in this particular section of seating where the revivalist put up his hand. And he said, a wind from God is going to come and blow on this section. And it did. It came in just a few moments. And there I was down on the floor along with many others. The chairs were crashing in that. The power of God. And it was so awesome. If you've ever been touched by the power of God before, you'll know what I mean. It's so holy. And yet so mighty. I mean, none of us could stand. We were on the floor, and I could feel the presence of God just like a blanket over me. When I heard the revivalist say, "If any of you were touched in that first outpouring of the wind, come up front because God's going to touch you again." Well, let me tell you, I couldn't wait to get up to the front. I didn't know how I was going to get there because I was so under the heavy weight of God. But I know, if you're going to give another touch, I want it. So I staggered up to the front. We all stood up there. The revivalist put up his hands, and we all went down again. Well, this time, I ended up laughing uncontrollably. We know it now as holy laughter, but up to that time, I'd never heard about it, and I hadn't experienced it like that before. And I was laughing uncontrollably. It was like there was no joke, but it was as if someone had told me one. And I was kind of embarrassed, to be honest with you, because there was, you know, I mean, it was a room, it was a church meeting. And here I was laughing so loud, out of control, and filling the place with my laughter. And I thought, oh, this is embarrassing, but I can't stop. In my mind, I asked the Lord, what am I laughing about? I have no idea. And that's when he took me up into a heavenly encounter. The first thing that I experienced in heaven was laughter. I heard all of heaven laugh. It was like a multitude of voices, and like they had been having a party in heaven or something, and everything was so vibrant, so full of joy, and I could hear the voices laughing like this huge crescendo of laughter, and then it would kind of calm down a bit, and then it would come again, as if someone was telling jokes in the background, and they were responding in laughter, but I didn't know what the jokes were. I did notice one thing, though. Every time that heaven laughed, I would laugh, and every time heaven stopped, I would stop. And I was confused about the whole thing. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you, I was actually offended that they were laughing in heaven. Why? You might think, how could you be in heaven and be offended? How could you be in the presence of God like that and be offended? That's because in your spirit, you are connected to heaven, but in your soul, you live in two realms. You can agree with what is going on in the heavenly or the eternal dimension, but you can also partner with what's going on in the natural dimension in your soul. Now, I know that might be complicated for some of you, and I don't have time to unpack it through the scriptures, but if you were to get my glory school and go through that course, you would find out more teaching out of the scriptures about it and how to operate in those two realms and how to align your soul to respond to God and to his word, to his teaching. So anyways, there I was offended, and I'll tell you why, is because for that year previously, I'd been hearing about so many difficult and awful things that were taking place in the earth. Corruption, immorality. There was all kinds of political agendas that were pushing through things that were not the will of God. And so that year previously, I called my own team to 3 40-day fasts, and we were going to contend for a breakthrough of righteousness. We were so intense that I was praying every scripture in the Bible about righteousness and holiness and all of that. So I was kind of, you know, really heavy. Heavy would be a good word, because I hadn't read Benny Johnson's book, The Happy Intercessor, yet. She hadn't read it or written it yet, so I hadn't read it. But anyways, I was really serious, very sober Christian, very sad most of the time because I was so saddened by all the junk that was going on. And yet in heaven, there they were laughing. I said, what? Do you understand that we are going through so much on planet Earth? There are all these big dilemmas. There's all this horrible stuff, this corruption going on. And you're having a party up here when we could use some help. That was kind of what was going through my mind. And I thought, wow, I just can't believe that they would be laughing and partying it up here when we have so many heavy issues to take care of. And I asked the Lord, what is this laughter about? Just in my mind, it was in my thoughts. And the Lord answered me. And he said, Patricia, there is no anxiety in heaven. We're not stressed out about anything. I'm not worried about what is going on in the world because the outcome has already been secured. We win. We're celebrating the victory. And he said, Patricia, if you would learn to live in the earth, to be congruent with what is already established in heaven, you would be happy. You would live a joyful life in the earth. You would be able to bring light into the darkness. So there was many things that he began to unpack, because in heaven and with the Spirit of God, there is this realm of revelation that is so outstanding, so amazing. So when you're in that realm, you receive so much revelation. In the Glory School, we teach our students how to connect to that realm. And you can connect to that realm. You can connect to the voice of God. You can connect to heavenly encounter. So anyways, as the experience went on, he took me into a room that had this huge altar. And you can read about the altar in heaven in the book of Revelation. And there was this huge fire on the altar. And in one encounter, like this was a third heaven encounter, but in one encounter, you can have other encounters. It's like having visions within visions. And, you know, Ezekiel described it like wheels within wheels. And so in that encounter, I was taken into a vision by the Lord of where I saw the earth. And in the earth, there was these dark patches. And the Lord said, those dark patches, Patricia, are where Satan has established his camp. That's his strongholds. But I saw angels coming up into the heavenly places, and in their hands were these coals. And the Lord said, those coals are the prayers of my people. And they took these coals and put them on this fiery altar. And when they did, these coals became so massive. They grew and they were like big fireballs, these giant fireballs. And then in this vision, I saw the angels come and take these fireballs and fly back into the earth. And they targeted those black patches, Satan's strongholds, and threw the fireballs at the black patches. When that happened, I heard demons screaming and fleeing and running. And then all of heaven laughed. The Lord showed me, he said, Patricia, every time there's a victory of my grace, of my word, anything that my kingdom accomplishes in the earth, there's celebration in heaven. That's why we're laughing. That's why we're celebrating all the time, because of all the great things that are happening in the earth. And he says, you will notice that every time heaven laughed, you laughed. Every time it cooled, you cooled. He said, the reason why is because you are attached to what's going on in heaven. You might not be consciously aware of it, but all the time that you're living your life, you are consciously aware. You are literally connected to what is going on in heaven. Well, then all of a sudden I was out of that encounter and I was on the floor in the revival center room. And I was laughing and crying and weeping. It was such an emotional encounter. I was so sad, actually, to come out of the encounter. I wanted to go right back into it. But that's what we call a sovereign encounter. In other words, it's God doing it. It has nothing to do with your response of faith to him. I didn't utilize any faith. I was just taken up into that place sovereignly by God. And so God gave me a sovereign encounter. What I didn't understand is that I actually could access this place by faith any time that I wanted. I didn't know that at the time. So over the coming years, over 6 years, I was always constantly asking God, oh, please give me another one of those trips into heaven. I want to go back into heaven. It was such a beautiful encounter. I wanted to have it. Would you like to have an encounter like that? Hang on, because I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that you're going to start having heavenly visitation. But I want to share a little bit more testimony and a little bit more word with you first, okay? So anyways, after that time, I was constantly asking God for more, but nothing happened. I didn't have another sovereign visitation. And I was frustrated. And I started hearing about some other people who had had visitations and they had more than one. And I thought, well, how come I'm not having any more? And so we were doing a conference and Bob Jones, who's a prophet who has gone on to be with the Lord now, he was one of the speakers at the conferences. And I knew from his reputation, I knew that he had had numerous visits into heaven. And I was picking him up from the airport as one of the speakers and taking him to his hotel. And so on the way, I said, you know, I had a heavenly encounter back in 1994. This was 6 years later. And I said, I'd love to have another one. And I hear that you have had numerous heavenly encounters. He said, yep, I have them every day. I said, what? You have them every day? Are you kidding? I would love to have a heavenly encounter every day. And I said, would you pray for me? Because I'd like to have a heavenly encounter. And he said, yep, I'll pray for you. Now, he didn't pray for me that night. He said, I'll pray for you later. And so you can imagine, I was waiting and waiting and waiting for this heavenly encounter and, you know, waiting for him to pray and minister to me. And I thought he was just going to do the Midas touch and that would be it. I'd start having heavenly encounters. But it wasn't that way. I did have an encounter after he prayed for me, but it was a faith encounter. And he said, Patricia, you're looking for another sovereign encounter, but the Lord says you're already seated in heavenly places in Christ. The Lord says you're already in the heavenly places, that your citizenship is already in heaven. You're already there. All you need is for your faith to connect. Well, that didn't make any sense to me at all because I only had one experience, and that experience was a sovereign experience. And so I was a little bit confused and didn't quite get it. But it was later, about 6 months later, I was in my prayer time with the Lord. And that's when he started visiting me for a 30-day visitation with the Holy Spirit, teaching me about the heavenly dimension of the Spirit of God, of the kingdom of God, rather. And he taught me how to access that realm by faith. It was amazing, 30 days of visitation. In fact, it is our signature course right now. I call it the Glory School, and it's an awesome course. Every day, I took down the notes of what the Holy Spirit was showing me. He took me through the scriptures and showed me how every single believer could access this amazing realm called heaven. Every single person who had Jesus in their heart had access into heaven and could experience heaven, could experience that glory realm of it. And he taught me how to access it by faith. All of a sudden, all of what Bob Jones showed me, it made total sense, but I was seeing it in the scripture. That's why I want to really encourage you to get the Glory School. In fact, recently we have been launching something new for you. It's called the Patricia King Institute. And I wanted to take all the revelation that God has given me over the years, especially in the supernatural, and be able to offer it to students in such a way that they would be equipped to go out and live a supernatural lifestyle, that they would grow in dreams and visions, the seer dimension, the prophetic power encounters with God, ascending into the third heaven and bringing back into the earth things that God wants them to establish in the earth. And so we developed a whole curriculum. In fact, we have an associate's degree now for supernatural ministry. And I would love for you to be part of that institute and study to show yourself approved. We not only have the Glory School, but we have others. And I want to offer those of you that connect to Patricia King Institute, I want to give to you a free download of Opening Portals of Glory. And it's a whole teaching about how to live under the open heaven and bring into your realm in the earth the blessings of heaven. And it's got Steve Swanson doing the worship in the background. And, you know, we do all kinds of great teaching that's in through the worship to show you the keys and the tools to access those blessings in heaven. Not only will they be able to enhance your walk with the Lord as far as your own personal open heaven, but you can utilize it to open the heavens over your region or over your neighborhood, over your nation, or if you go into a mission field, to be able to open it up over those realms. And so I'm really excited to be able to offer you an invitation to visit Patricia King Institute. It's patriciakinginstitute.com, and we have amazing courses on there, and they're very quality courses. Everyone almost is a certificate course. So for the Glory School, for example, you will be issued a certificate once you pass that exam, and there'll be record of every course you complete, and it can go towards your associate degree as you're learning, as you're growing, as you're activating. It's just awesome. I'm so excited because I love to equip and mentor and nurture you in the things that God has for you. So I want to recommend that for you. Now, let's look at some scriptures here. The first one is out of Hebrews 9:24. It says, "For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." What I want to highlight in that scripture is it says that Christ did not enter a holy place. I want you to grab hold of that word, holy place. Made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself. So it's actually saying in this portion of scripture that holy place equals heaven itself in the New Testament. So when you see the tabernacle of Moses, that is the tabernacle made by hands, but the true one is heaven itself. So the tabernacle of Moses is a type of the activity of heaven, of the nature of heaven, of the true holy place, which is heaven itself, right? So say, holy place equals heaven itself. I want you to get that because of the next scripture we're going to look at. Now turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 22. It says, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place, what is the holy place? It is heaven itself. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, and of course, that is Jesus, let us draw near. Let us draw near. What are we drawing near to? We're drawing near to heaven itself. That's what God is saying. He's saying, come on, Jesus Christ has made the way for you to have access, full access into heaven itself. And then it says, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. How can we access this realm? In full assurance of faith. Faith is your connector into the heavenly glory, into the heavenly dimension. Access it with your sincere faith, with true faith, with a solid faith in the promises of God. It says, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hallelujah. You can have access into heaven. All you have to do is learn how to loose your faith, how to connect with your faith into heavenly glory. You can access heaven. You can ascend into heaven and you can descend from heaven. We see all kinds of examples in the New Testament of New Testament believers. And we have some in the Old Testament even of people accessing heaven. Isaiah ascended up into the throne room, Isaiah 6, and he had an encounter in the throne room. He had his lips purged. He had his life purged from sin. And he was also given a commission. I've been in heavenly encounter where God has commissioned me to a whole new realm of anointing. In fact, I teach about it in our glory school, about how you can receive commissionings when you are in that place, when you are in that realm. And so God wants you to have these encounters like other people in the Bible. We know that John, out of the book of Revelation, in Revelation 4, we read it at the beginning of this session, that he ascended into heaven, wrote about it later on in the book that he left behind before he passed on into glory. So he ascended and then he descended. Amen? And you can too. You can have those spiritual encounters because the word is full of teaching on how you can access it. Now again, I don't have time right now to teach you step by step how to do it, but in the glory school I do, because I want you to be able to know as a believer to be fully equipped for all that God has for you so that you can enjoy heavenly encounter. Let's look at one more scripture as we wrap this up. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is amazing. You can, with confidence and boldness, access the throne of grace. Where's the throne of grace? It is the throne that Jesus sits on. It is the mercy seat. And you can receive mercy in that heavenly dimension. And you can obtain things there, such as grace, God's enabling power to give you the ability to perform his will in the earth. Wow, this is amazing what God has given to us. What a gift. What a beautiful gift of access into this heavenly dimension. I want you to be fully equipped. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release upon you heavenly encounter. I release upon you the grace to access these realms of the glory of God. Above all, whether you're having heavenly encounters or not, remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Join Patricia King and women on the front lines from across the world for a life-changing experience in Israel. February 26th through March 6th, 2017, the Bible will be brought alive to you like never before as you travel the Holy Land with Patricia King, Carol Cook, Joan Hunter, Terry Sechrest, Barbie Breathitt, Miranda Nelson, and Katie Souza. Don't miss this opportunity to walk where Jesus walked. Pray and prophesy on Mount Carmel. Worship on the Sea of Galilee. Take communion at the Garden Tomb. And be baptized in the Jordan River. Register today at patriciaking.com. February 26th through March 6th, 2017. Encounter God as you experience the places of Jesus' death and of his resurrection. Receive anointing like the disciples in the upper room. Be transformed. On the Women on the Front Lines Israel Tour 2017.
XP Shiloh is a media church with an on-site congregation. And we have a web church congregation, people that join the official congregation by signing up for the web church and getting their own personal pastor assigned to them and a small group that they can belong to. It's so exciting because we actually reach 177 nations plus worldwide. And for the online viewers, they're actually building relationship in the chat room. They're getting to know one another. They're praying for each other, releasing prophetic insights. And a lot of them come into that chat room way before the service begins. And if you're not available to watch the actual live stream, we have it on demand for you afterwards, so you can watch it whenever you want. So you are welcome to watch at any time. So invite your friends. If you're looking for a really fantastic church, I want to invite you to become part of Shiloh. Our people just love it. They love it online and they love it locally. It's just awesome. It's a fellowship that will build you up.
The Glory School by Patricia King is a journey into the supernatural realms of the glory of God. Patricia King's teaching is an outstanding biblical study. The Glory School is practical, easy to understand, anointed, and will invite you into personal encounter with the Lord and His kingdom.
All I can say is I met the love of God in a way I've never experienced it before.
The Glory School will equip you to be a solid and fulfilled believer who lives and moves in the supernatural. The Glory School explores the supernatural realms of the cross and the covenant, new creation realities, and the person of the Holy Spirit.
It invites you into encounter with God.
It will completely change your life. For the first time, really got the love of God.
Uncover the truth of hearing the voice of God, experiencing the third heaven, angelic majesties, the fire, and the glory.
Be prepared for God to invade your life in a personal way like you've never seen before.
Embark on a faith adventure today with Patricia King's biblically based 18 DVD teaching, The Glory School. Order now.